Yeah, that works. There is one little small minor issue that I've been kicking the can down the road on the Excel add-in that you'll probably run into is if you type in like NAWRX and then you get in there and you go to edit it and make that X and O, it's going to still show, it's going to show what it looked up first. So you actually have to delete all the content and then, you know, or delete the whole call sign and make sure that cell is blank. And then the Excel will wipe out that whole row of data and then you type it in correctly. But that's something I want to fix so that, you know, it'll look it up every time you leave that cell rather than the first time you leave that cell. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's a little annoying. For the most part, it works just fine because you just type in the call sign and then it comes up, or unit number, hopefully, and then it's real easy. But for those rare instances where someone's call sign's a little bit hard to read and you type it in based off of what they say, and then they give you the phonetics and you realize you got one of them wrong, it's showing the wrong name, and, you know, so now you have to delete the whole thing, which sucks, you know, so. But you can always reference my log over on Google and if you have any issues, too, so you'll have another go-by, and I'll have a go-by from you. We'll have each other's go-bys.